Hello everybody, Letter Otica. Well, firstly, once more, thank you to everybody who has written me and given me such great feedback. It really means a lot. Some of you have written such nice letters, I'm kind of nervous now about not being able to keep up the good standard, but I'll do my best anyway. So, this story is for a special girl who wrote to me asking me to do a story for her. So, this is for you, Catherine. Now, you and I, just so I can set the scene, you and I have been going out for a little while now. We haven't slept together. I know you've been saving yourself for the right guy, and I really like you, and I'm kind of hoping that guy is going to be me. So, I've invited you over to my place, and I cooked dinner for you, and we had a lovely dinner and sipped a little bit of wine and chatted and laughed. And it's just after dinner, and we've moved over to the couch and we're just sitting there facing each other, looking into each other's eyes and gently kissing. I can see the sparkle in your eye, and wrap my arms around you and hold you closer and smile at you and kiss you softly on your sexy little lips. I can tell the longer we kiss, the deeper your breathing gets. The more you get this far off, lustful, I want you look in your eyes. I keep kissing you more and run my hands up and down your back. I start kissing my way around your cheek and down to your neck, admiring all the soft curves of your body. I kiss my way around to your chest and just down as far as I can between your breasts into your cleavage. You're still, of course, wearing your top, so I can't go too far. But I hear you let out soft little moans as I kiss my way from side to side and press my face down as far as I can down the front of your shirt. Those little noises you make, oh, they just do amazing things to me. So I kiss my way back up to your mouth and kiss you gently, all the while running my hands through your hair, down your back, down your thighs. I stop kissing you and look into your eyes, and I can tell you want this. But just to be sure, I ask you, do you want this? Do you want me? And in an almost unaudible whisper, you lean in close to me, and just before our lips meet, you tell me, yes, yes, I want you. I pull you tight, and our lips are locked together in a soft, warm, passionate kiss. Our tongues start massaging each other, and I caress your lips, your mouth with my tongue. And we break the kiss, and I stand up from the couch and reach down and take your hands in mine and pull you up into my arms. I pick you up and carry you in my arms from the lounge room down the hall to my bedroom. I lay you on the soft bed on the covers there and just stand back for a moment just to admire your beauty there, just lying there, looking so turned on and so innocent and sweet and beautiful at the same time. It's just incredible. But of course this is having an effect on me, so I climb on the bed with you and I lean down and start kissing you again. You start kissing me back passionately, firmly. So I run my hands down that firm, taut stomach of yours and start to lift up your top. Bringing into view first your amazing belly and then up over those incredible boobs. I discover you're not wearing a bra, although I kind of already suspected since I was running my hands up and down your back and I couldn't feel anything. I pause for a moment just to take in the sight of your breasts before I lean down and take the nipple of one of them into my mouth. Swirl my tongue around the tip and feel it grow hard in my mouth. Then I kiss my way to the other one. All the while, your hands are unbuttoning my shirt, stripping that off, running your fingertips up and down my chest, running them down my abs, letting them dip below the waistband of my boxers and my jeans. I let my hands wander down to the waistband of your jeans. Where I start to undo the button and pull down the zipper, I kiss my way down to your the waistband of your panties there, and you lift up your ass off the bed so I can pull your jeans down. I reach down to your ankles and take hold of the legs of your jeans and pull them all the way off. Now you're lying there in just a pair of sexy black little boy shorts. I roll you over so you're lying face down and your gorgeous little ass is just sitting there in those board shorts. I lean down and run my hands up your thighs, kissing your first your left butt cheek and then the right, marveling at how soft and smooth it is. I start kissing my way up from the small of your back there, just above the waistband of your panties, up your back, all the way up to the base of your neck, and just taking in the smell of your shampoo. hands have found their way up the inside of your thighs now and been lightly dancing over your crotch. I can feel the wetness seeping through your little boy shorts. Oh, that's such a turn on to know that you're so wet. I roll you back over and lay down beside you, and you climb up on top of me and straddle me. You work your way down to the waistband of my jeans and undo the buckle and undo the zip and pull them and my boxers all the way down. I lift my ass up to help you get them down and sort of kick them off and toss them off the end of the bed. Now I'm lying there naked and so hard. You reach down and just touch the tip of my cock and it jerks. The feeling is so amazing. Oh, that soft little thigh. You lean down and kiss me, and I wrap my arms around you and pull you down so you're lying on top of me. Then I run my hands back down over your ass and slip my fingers up from the bottom of your little boy shorts and start to pull them down. I roll off you, and as I pull them down, I glance down and see your little pussy coming into view. It's so tight and glistening in the soft light in the room. It's so wet. I pull your panties down as far as I can, and then you just kick them off your ankles. One gets kind of stuck on your leg and leaves a little wet mark on your calf muscle. I look down and you giggle sexily. Oh, I love your giggle. I love the look in your eyes too. I want you so much and you want me so much. It's so right. I run my hands up and down your sides, and I'm nearly up now, kissing my way back down that belly down, oh, just to the top of your pussy there. Already I can just see the tip of your clit poking out between your pussy lips. It's so hard. I don't want to make you come just yet. I want to build it up a little bit more. So I kiss my way down beside your pussy lips, taking in that amazing smell. You smell and taste so amazing. I gently let my tongue probe between your lips, tasting your juices. Oh, you taste so good, baby. Gently let my tongue probe your pussy hole. Just feeling how wet and turned on you are, and also how soft and smooth and tight you are. such a long, sexy moan from you. You reach down and pressing my face into your pussy and running your fingers through my hair. I look up at you now, smiling, your juices sparkling on the end of my nose and all over my lips. I climb back up and straddle you and bend down and kiss you, letting you taste your juices on my lips. Oh, there's something so sexy about a woman tasting her own juices. Oh, you clearly seem to think so too, because you're licking my lips and licking your own lips, and your breathing's still getting deeper and more ragged. Then you pull my head close to you and put your lips in my ear and whisper, "Oh, darling, I need you inside me. I can't wait any longer." "Oh, that's all right. I've been waiting for this just as long as you have. I can't wait either. So, I reach down and grab hold of my achingly hard cock, put the head of it just between your pussy lips there, and slowly, ever so slowly, press my hips forward. Feeling how amazingly tight you are. I feel the head of my cock opening up your pussy. Sliding in just a couple of inches. starting to build up a rhythm. Oh, we've both been waiting for this for so long. We are both so turned on.
Down from underneath us and then up over the top of us,
sit on the pillow and then put my head down beside yours. Still, our faces just inches from each other. I feel you snuggle up close to me as a cool breeze blows through my window, and I reach over and turn off my light and pull you close to me, telling you softly what amazing things you do to me, how much you mean to me, how much I love you. You tell me that too, how much you love me and how much I mean to you, and about the amazing times we're going to have together. It's the weekend tomorrow, so I know we can sleep in. I can't wait. We just slowly drift off to sleep in each other's arms, her lips still touching. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that. And Catherine, I hope you enjoyed that, because